This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Kyle Reed from the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal with us. We're looking at some kind of daunting weather conditions, and that brings up the issue of fire danger. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so talk about the situation, looking at the red flag warnings and everything else going on. Maybe not so much right here in the Umpqua Valley, but up the North Umpqua and other parts of the state as well. We could certainly have some issues today.
Yeah, that's a concern we've been watching pretty closely develop over the last couple of days. So as you mentioned, there is a red flag warning for portions of eastern Douglas County, as well as areas down in the Rogue Valley and over into Klamath County as well, and portions of Northern California too. So basically, we're going to have an opportunity here over the next day or two to see some very warm temperatures with lightning. And anytime you have that combination, obviously there's potential for new fire starts. And with the drying conditions that we've seen over the last month or so, and some gusty winds, there's possibilities for rapid fire spread.
And indeed, we're in a time where we've got a few weeks here, essentially, of no rain, warmer temperatures. Today, it looks like it'll be the hottest of about a two-week period. And while the numbers have come down a little bit in the expected highs, we're still looking at being near or right around 90 for another week or so.
Yeah, that's right. And, right now, every forecast you look at is going to be a little bit different on that, week to 10 days out. But still everything we're seeing is calling for above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation for that time period. And again, anybody that's been here for any time knows that, we don't really see a lot of moisture around here unless it's with a thunderstorm until we get into that latter part of September or early October when, seasons really start to change. So we still have some time here before we're going to see a big difference, most likely, in the weather.
Now, last week, the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal pre-positioned some resources in a couple of locations around the state. Is that likely to happen again?
Anytime we have these weather events, our leadership team gathers and tries to figure out, if there's an opportunity to pre-position some resources. I haven't heard yet if that's the case, but I'm sure those conversations are taking place in Salem right now.
Well, a lot of things to watch. And for people that are out, what kinds of things could they be doing just to be a little more careful?
So far we've had an amazing summer this year here throughout Douglas County and most of the state with, low number of fires and low number of acres burned, which is great. But again, most of those fires that we've seen have been human caused. A lot of those have been attributed to debris burning. And amazingly, we're still getting phone calls on a weekly basis for illegal burns. So the simplest thing right now with debris piles is simply don't light them. That material can be taken to the transfer station or simply covered with plastic and let it sit until, later in the fall or winter when burning conditions change and debris burning is allowed then. But now is not the time to be doing that burning. Other things such as, equipment use, so chainsaws, lawn mowing, stuff like that, are all restricted through DFPA, so make sure you stay up with their restrictions on fire danger and what those shutdown times are. And then another one that we see very common is vehicle-related fires. So it could be something as simple as tow chains dragging or a faulty catalytic converter. We've seen wheel bearings and trailers go out, which have caused fires. So some simple vehicle maintenance can go a long way in mitigating fire risk as well.
So explain more about what the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal is all about, what it does.
So on the wildland side of thing, our focus is really on homes and communities. So there's been a big push after the Labor Day fires in 2020 for a number of state agencies through Senate Bill 762. And there was a big increase in staffing at our office to tackle that wildfire prevention mitigation education-related component for homes and communities, helping homeowners, fire departments, city officials, and other state agencies better prepare overall for the, fire seasons that we've been seeing and will continue to see long into the future.
All right, Kyle Reed from the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.